quite an introduction. I guess what I want to talk about tonight is just about love and a lot of times on class night we come here and we talk a lot about Millie and what Millie's meant to us, and she's meant a lot to me, my family, and the class. And what I was inspired to talk about, best way to talk about Millie for me right now, is just to say what I love about my classmates, because everything that I love about my classmates, I love about Millie also. So I'm just going to take this opportunity to say one thing that I love about each classmate, and I could say a lot more about each one, but it's just to get you the idea of what I think about our class. Our class is so great because we get an opportunity for 9 months just to go in and love each other and see so many wonderful things about each other. We have great experiences. I really don't like the summer anymore because I can't be with my class during the summer, but it really gives you that much more to look forward to in October. So, that being said, I'm going to just go down the list of each person. Hopefully I won't embarrass them, but I do. With Michael, what I like about Michael is his sense of humor. He seems to bring laughter into just about anything that he does. His website is hysterical. And you don't take it seriously. Andrea is, what I love about Andrea is that she's very responsible. She's the type of person that I would, if she was a doctor, I'd love for her to work, operate on me, because I know she would do an exceptional job, because she's just the most responsible person I know. And Georgina, what I like about Georgina is just her zest for life. And she just brings that to the class, and probably anywhere she goes, she just brings that extra something that is indescribable. With Jim, what I love about him is that when he sees something that is right, he knows what it is and he goes for it. And talking about Shelley. With Doris, what I love about Doris is her optimism. It just seems like every class, she knows something great's going to happen in class, and she just carries that with us, and it's just infectious. Whenever she comes into the room, it's just like, you know something, the week's been really good, and it seems like every week just gets better, so I just feel so optimistic, you know, just seeing her. That was Shelley. Shelley, what I love about you is your sensitivity. You just seem to know, you're drawn to what is, how can I say this? You're in touch with your emotions more than anybody I know in the class. And that's what I think is so great about you. You're just very sensitive, and you just know what, just through your sensitivity, you know what, how to go in the right direction. Hopefully I said that right. Lisa, what I love about you is your playfulness. You seem to just make everything fun. And your God story this last week with the money and everything, you just sound like you just had such a great time, and that really sounds great. You probably do that in everything you do. And with Linda, I have to put two words together. What I love about you is a word, phantasmic. It's magic and fantasy. You seem to bring that to class. There's always, just in the way you express yourself in the class, you bring magical language and images of something that is kind of beyond the physical world. And so it really makes us feel like like the heaven is right there with us in the room. And what I love about Gary is his healing. Gary has helped me so many times just in the last year. Whenever I feel down, Gary just has tremendous healing energy. If anything happens with me, I have food poisoning or whatever, I go to Gary right away and I feel so much better. So Gary, I just really love you for the healing work that you've done for me. And for Aisha, I love you because you always know the right thing to say. And it's a really unique gift. I'm up here right now finding it hard to say the right thing, but you just always seem to know what the right thing to say is. And with Rita, what I love about you is that, like Millie, you just have the hand of God and you're just a natural message bearer. Rita, she probably doesn't even realize, she just says things and it's just the perfect perfect message. It's just like she was born a message bearer, just like Millie was. And with Jerry, what I love about you is your patience. It just didn't seem like anything could ever bother you. You just, it seemed like I could, you know, if I could not do anything to upset you, it's really comforting to see somebody that has that, because that's something that I wish I had a lot more of. And Don, what I love about you is your God stories. It seems like just every week, Don has the ability to see a God story, and it's so great. He brings them in all the time. And if it wasn't for Don, our sharing of God stories would be a lot shorter. And with Cheryl, what I love about you is your knowledge. You're always just gathering knowledge, you're sharing your knowledge. She's terrific. She gives on the internet great email messages, and it's just really inspiring. I always look forward to seeing what she's going to provide me with as far as knowledge. With Mimi, what I love about you is your compassion. I just feel like, you know, that you're so sensitive to other people's feelings and you want them to do so well. When people are hurt, you feel it and you just radiate a lot of love and compassion. And with Anna, what I love about you is your laughter. Your laugh especially, it's just very infectious and delightful. Randy, what I love about you is your faith. You seem to have really gained it over the years, that when you speak in class, I know that you've gone within and you have faith in what it is, that the message you have is valid. And Linda has the greatest gift, I think, of all, is that she brings love into her work. She made a painting glass for her house that it just had so much love in it. And I think that's what she does in everything she does. And that if we could all do that, it would just make our lives so much better, just to have love in everything we do. And last, I'd like to say is that everything I've said about our classmates goes for Millie as well, because all these things are just things that I love about Millie. And thank you.
Hi, thank you. I'm so glad that Jeff did that, because, you know, I've been going on about some of our classmates, and everyone here are very, very special. I could say something about everyone, so I thank you, Jeff, for doing that, and he was right on. All right, so that's it for our speakers, and I know we're running a little bit late, so let's see, what do we have to do next? Oh, do we have anyone new here tonight? Okay, Andrea, we'll have something for you. Keep your hand high. And I hope earlier in my introductions you got your questions answered, even though you didn't answer any. Do you have any questions now about Wednesday Forum or Sunday Church or the classes? Now or never. Nothing? They were answered. Good. Thank you for coming. We welcome you here tonight. On behalf of Millie and everyone here, we're very happy to see you. You always get brought here for some special reason. That's what I believe. It's always funny kind of way, but you'll be so happy. You have such a wonderful spiritual family. All right, now let's see. I feel like I come every Wednesday. Do you think I could remember all this? No. I see it over and over, but I've got to look at these notes. All right, let's see. Collection. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Michael, can you bring up our Millie?